Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Shoe Podcast, the only sneaker podcast that can keep you cool in this heat. I'm your co-host, Ryan Landry.
I am your very sweaty co-host, Tanner Young.
You and me both, with that heat index hitting the triple digits. And if you're new here, take a quick second, hit that subscribe button down below. We'd love to have you here back for another live stream over on YouTube with all of our friends in the chat. Shout out everybody down there. Every live stream reminding me, like the one before it, of like why I get so nervous to do them, because we set everything up and we launched it and the waiting room rolled for 30 seconds and I was like, it doesn't look like we're live. And then I realized in OBS, there's a start streaming button, but then there's also a go live button. And I didn't know. I thought start streaming would do this, but you had to hit go live as well. So we hit go live, and now we're here. All that being said,
hey, we have made it.
We've made it, exactly, yeah. Whether, you know, the journey, it was not so much about the journey as it was about the destination in this case.
GB on that one, GB.
But I will say, it's good to be back on the journey after taking, what was it, 1 week, 2 weeks off? It was at least 1 week off, because... At least two? Maybe two. I don't remember. It was definitely at least 1 week because we did unboxing videos last week, which if you didn't catch those, check out our YouTube channel. They'll be posted. We did the Jordan 1 Next Chapter and the Nike Dunk Low Trout. Of those two, which one would you take?
Trout.
Trout all day easy?
Easy.
Ooh. Is that because you love the Trout or is that because the Nike, the Next Chapter is just so bad?
It's the hook. Just okay. The hook.
Got you hooked.
Swoosh is a hook.
Yeah.
Darn toot.
Yeah.
Darn toot.
Yeah, it's a good shoe for sure. I'm bummed I got them, I said it in the review, half a size down from what I would normally wear. Yeah. So now I'm trying to do this thing where I think they release on the sneakers app on Friday or Saturday. I'm going to try to get them in my pair and then in my size and then return this pair to Finish Line. So
hey, there you go.
Get some little hand emojis in the chat.
Yeah, come on. Beep, 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 beep.
But back for another live stream here. Going back for a classic episode here, tier list. It's tier list time.
There you go. We got real punny in the chat right now.
We got real punny in the chat. Let's go ahead and call it out from the top here. I am working the visuals and the stream and the tier list. My guy in the sky is working the chat, and the Google foo is needed. So I'm going to count on you to let us know. What are the people saying?
Mason hitting with a real deep one, and wish we got a reel.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, and then, of course, you know, you got Ryan here saying, you know, real fishy answer.
Oh,
which...
Listen, they're popping off. They're popping off.
Which, you know, and then Mason just dropping fish emojis.
Just drop... Okay, well, you know, chat's blowing up. What can we say? Get in while it's hot.
Hey, come on now. Come on now. Hop in.
Were you on Discord the other night when I was telling the story about wish it was a reel? Okay, gotcha, gotcha. We'll keep that story between us. Hey, if you're not a part of our Discord, though, go ahead and join it. You can find, I think, the link to it from our website, shoepodcast.com. Real fun place. Just people hanging out talking about shoes. It's a real good time. It's a real good time.
Wow.
Read it out.
I'll go ahead. I don't know how to add the... Oh, I'll show it. There it is.
Well, okay.
Ryan dropping profanity in chat, but I'll allow it.
Uh-oh. But you're going to allow it?
Yeah, Ryan says, talk your shit.
Listen, I will.
Oh, there you go, because he can't see us.
Yeah. Okay, full disclaimer, I can't see you. I'm just not actively watching it because it's on another. If you saw my desk right now, it looks like the Enterprise from Star Trek. Okay, there are so many windows, so many things fighting for my attention. And again, to go back to dogging on OBS, there's normally a little panel in here that shows me the YouTube chat, and it's not in there right now. So
it's not there. Ryan is going after my heart right now, just spamming anarchy in the chat. So
there you he's trying to win you over.
I'm really good for it.
Jokes on all of you. I did go ahead and add the YouTube chat back to the OBS stream here, so I'm still gonna count on you to read it out though. Yeah.
There you go.
Subway Surfer stream?
Yeah. Oh, Vanessa is offering advice. So
okay. We'll take it. She's doing better than us, honestly.
Well, you know, she's got a sponsor.
She does. Purina, if you're a real one, you know. Got that dog in us. Oh, I forgot to mention the third thing that you're working tonight, the soundboard. You're on the ones and twos. He forgot as well. Yeah.
Let's see, is this it? Yeah, okay.
Can we get a quack? Right. Can we get a quack in chat? There he is. That's new. That's new that it puts the giant duck over your face.
Okay. You know, hashtag ARF.
Yes. Hashtag ARF if you know. So as we said earlier, I think this is our third. We got to work on our timing here a little bit.
Well, Mason asked for it. So.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. This is our third time going back to the tier list for slides and clogs and foams and mules and lions and tigers and bears. Oh my. But here's the thing. They just keep coming out with them. They just keep pumping them out. And there's more and more to talk about.
It's wild. I mean, I'm going to keep doing it if it's there, because content is content. But it's also wild.
Yeah.
That everybody keeps doing. I mean, it is summertime, so it makes the most sense.
Yeah, that's why we held off on this one for a little while. As we see them posted online, we keep track of them in a list, but summertime is the perfect time for us to be doing another one of these episodes. So we got some interesting ones today, a real hodgepodge of the good, the bad, and the ugly. If you haven't caught it, make sure you do go back after this one. Stick around for this one. After this one, go back and check out our past two episodes on the tier list. We talk about some of the heavy hitters at the time, the Salehe Bembury clogs, the foam runners, the Yeezy slides. So all that good stuff. But today we got a whole new crop that we're going over.
Boy, emphasis.
Yeah. So that being said, let's go ahead and get into it. Fingers crossed on the visuals. Hey, ooh, we made it. All right. So we got, I believe that is 14 that we're going to do today. And you're like, that's a lot. Okay. Trust me, we have more in the Google Doc. We could have drugged this thing out. And we might.
Absolutely.
But we will go through these and rank them on the tier list here, one by one, give you our thoughts and opinions along the way. And perhaps no better place to start than one of the, I would say, most talked about and polarizing mules to come out in the last year, and that is the Jordan Brand Hex Mule. So I'm sure you can see it on the screen right here, right up above us. This is a mule. It's got that foam construction to it, but on the front they went real blocky. They said, you know, a lot of the slides right now, they're rounded. They got that circular shape to them. You know what is cool? 90 degree angles.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hard cuts.
Yeah, so
I do like that.
Can we, I'm going to put you to Google work right away. Can we get a retail price on these? How much do these normally go for? Got to be sub 100, I would assume, but they put the Jordan brand name on there, so you never know.
Okay, well, let's see. This website doesn't tell me that.
Okay. All right. 0-for-1. Next website.
Yeah.
Next website.
That's okay, because here we go. Hit Nike. Not bad. 65.
Oh, 60. Okay. Cheaper than I would have thought.
Croft.
The Lara Croft slide.
PlayStation 2.
Oh, PlayStation 1. This is like they got three polygons and they used all three of them for this shoe, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. We got, 65 for this one.
Okay. Not terrible. Not the worst price they could have done on this, but,
I mean, man. If you're paying, you know. It almost looks like they just didn't cut. You know how it's like when you make a.
Oh, yeah.
It's like they just didn't cut.
They didn't cut the extra material. Maybe
they just cracked the shell. It was sure.
So maybe this is the most environmentally friendly slide they've made. You know, no material
waste. No waste.
Yeah. Wow. Way to go, Jordan Brand. Y'all really did it on this one.
Wow. Fantastic. Absolutely.
There you go. He doesn't miss a beat.
All right. There you go.
So. Let's talk about these. Yeah, before you put them on a list, how do you feel about these?
They look like they really remind me of the Cybertruck, you know.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah, I'll give you that.
That's really what, like, this is something that Elon Musk would step out of the Cybertruck with.
This is what he'd be wearing.
Sure. Yeah, like if you're stepping into a Walgreens coming out of the Cybertruck, this is what you've slipped on.
Now, Team Walgreens or Team CVS?
Oh, I'm a Team Walgreens.
Really? What do they have?
Just organization. I feel like every time I walk into a CVS, it looks like, you know how like it's day of hurricane? They're like, the hurricane is going to hit at 4 p.m.
Yeah.
And you've got there at 2 p.m.? Mm-hmm. That's what a CVS is like. It's just
interesting
stuff everywhere. And then the people working there are also confused as to why you're in the store.
That's like, fair
oh my
enough.
Gosh, what are you?
Yeah. The last time I was in a CVS, I think, was Mother's Day. It was day of, and I was going to see my grandma and my mom. And, you know, in Lafayette, which I haven't lived there for some time now, so I'm, like, trying to do the mental Google Maps of, like, okay, what's on the way where I can get flowers? And CVS happened to check that box. I went there and I bought flowers, and it wasn't until I was leaving with them that I realized the flowers were rotting. Not like they were starting to wilt, but, like, actually rotting.
Full rot.
CVS. I've never smelt anything like that before in my life. It was not good.
Oof. Yeah. He's not from here. Gotta give him directions. Yeah. Baton Rouge.
Yeah. He moves away for 8 years and completely loses a grip of things. I go to town and I can get to Pops and I can get to politics. And other than that, I'm like, okay, Google Maps, take me there.
We gotta get Walgreens has the normal length of seats. Thank you, Ryan.
Okay.
Thank you, Ryan. Absolutely. Yeah. We got to get Mason and Vanessa the House Divided license plates.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it seems like Mason is he's claiming to be a CVS guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I'll be honest, come on, Mason, you're better than that. Love yourself.
Yeah. Love yourself. Yeah, I think how did we get to Walgreens? Oh, Cybertruck. You're leaving the Cybertruck and you're stepping out and going to Walgreens in these. Yeah, I mean, it's like, do you even want to say, like, good old them for taking a swing at a different approach and trying something new? Because I'm like, I don't know. I feel like the second you modeled it in CAD, you should have been like, well, that was worth an afternoon, but, like, we shouldn't actually do it, you know? Like, we tried, but, like, we shouldn't actually be doing this.
Yeah. Because I'm also just like, what looks to be, like, the ventilation on the side, is that actually ventilation or is it just like a random cut into the
that's a good question
to that midsole, you know? Because if it's not, that's one sweaty piece of footwear right there.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't co-sign these. I don't want my casual slip on wear shoes to be like blocky and angular and like futuristic, you know?
Yeah. So
where do they go?
I feel D tier is
same page.
The most appropriate.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I can appreciate that, like, you're trying to have a unique look to it. But at the same time, I don't like it.
Yeah. D for Jordan brand. You know, that's where the D goes.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Definitely going to have some swampy feet.
Swampy feet in these? Yeah. Yeah.
Right, might have to time out Vanessa. She's claiming S tier.
Quick, hey, you're a mod, do what you need to. I think D tier is appropriate, where it's like, it's not like offensively bad, but it's definitely not average, you know? It's just like,
correct,
not a good shoe.
Yeah,
moving on.
Gremlin toes, I don't even know what that means.
Hey Google, yeah, not right now.
Hey Google, yeah, gremlin toes.
Yeah, throw it in incognito real quick before you do that search.
Yeah, absolutely.
Next on the list, the Nike Calm Slide. We're going to keep it in the Nike family for a little while here.
Okay.
A pretty average-looking slide. These, I think, most notably were known on the internet as a little bit of a Yeezy takeoff. Even though they don't have that shark tooth outsole to them, but just chunky, real big strap, real, you know. I think the first couple colorways came out in like the very neutral, earthy color palette. So I think that's kind of where they got their reputation to them. But other than that, a pretty vanilla slide, I would say. It looks like it's hard on my screen to see. I don't know if it's a little bit bigger on your tip, if you can tell. It looks like they got a little bit of tread and traction on the bottom of them, though.
It does appear that way.
Yeah.
It does appear that way, which is good. That's kind of what you want.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, it depends on how quickly it's going to wear away. But at least, you know, for the first couple wears.
Yeah.
You're going to enjoy it.
Yeah. You're not going to be.
I mean, this one is. This one is the most slide like. Like, this is the most just like, this is just a foam slide.
Right. Yeah. Which is
weird.
I think to that point, it's like, I don't think you can exactly. Yeah. Exactly what Ryan's saying in chat. I don't think you can credit Kanye with inventing plain slides. You know, like, sure, it's more chunky and I give him that. I think that was kind of like his biggest take on a slide, was like to make it really kind of chunky and bulky. But outside of that, it's like, it's a slide, you know? He doesn't own neutrals. If he did, Fear of God would not be in brand and I would not be broke. But he doesn't own neutrals. Anyone can do neutrals. We could do neutrals.
Anyone.
Anyone. Even two schmucks this like us on the internet.
Even two. Could be neutral tone boys. Yeah. I mean, it's not bad. $50. Not terrible.
Okay. A little bit cheaper. You know. Now, hang on. That's why the Hex Mule is more. You got the extra material. You're paying for the blockiness.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, we're not going to cut it off.
Yeah.
But you're paying for it for sure.
You're paying for it. You're buying it. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask. If the Jordan Brand Hex Mule is maybe like the Minecraft slide, are these like the Roblox slide? Is Roblox less angular than Minecraft? I've never actually played it.
No, I think they're the same.
Okay, kind of the same. For those of you in chat, go ahead and drop some Robux real quick. Go ahead and hit the Robux if you want to super chat.
Yeah, appreciate it.
We're not set up for it, but you know, you could.
You could drop it.
Yeah, yeah. So where do these go then?
I think they most appropriately would fit C tier.
Yeah.
I think it's there's nothing
there's nothing terrible. Notable about them, which is almost like C tier is maybe almost more offensive because it's like there's nothing to say about you, you know?
That not wrong. It's literally just like, hey, you did
you existed
a slide.
Yeah.
You did a thicker slide. I'm sure they're probably very comfortable.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would say C tier.
Okay.
Like you said, all I could say is you did it. You made a slide.
Way to go. All right. Let's see what we got here. Oh, what's the chat coming in saying? Buy the Hex Mules, cut off the corners, melt the corners, and make these. Wow. Mm. That's big brain strats. Yeah. That's two for the price of one.
Hey-o.
That's the CVS special right there. Next up on the list, we have the Air Max 1 slide. So I'm sure if you've seen sneakers once, you're very aware that these are based off of the Air Max 1. But a slide with the leather panel on the strap and then the air unit in the back of it, I can't help but hear Jeff Goldblum in my head being like, they were so preoccupied with whether or not they could. They didn't stop to think whether or not they should. Yeah. These, I don't know if like the Beatles were okay with them using the song Revolution if they had these in mind, you know? I just don't know. Well, the Beatles notoriously weren't okay with them using that song. There's your sneaker history for the day, but, Yeah. You know, when a shoe is so just a shoe that you just don't have the words for it, you're just looking at it, you're like, huh.
Here's the thing. It gives me the same energy as when Nike did the almost like the fanny pack slides.
Did we talk about one of those on a past episode? We must have.
We had to.
We must have. Yeah. Yeah.
It gives me the same energy. It's like, it's cute and it's funny. I just don't know if I want them on my foot. But here's the scary part.
Yeah.
I kind of like them.
Yeah, it's weird because, like, for everyone out there listening and watching, we don't really talk about all the shoes ahead of time. Like, go back and forth with our thoughts because we're going to talk on camera and it's going to be more authentic. But this is the one. This is the one that we were both like, yo, I don't know if I hate it or love it. Like, I know I should not be liking this, and I know we've given slides based on shoes in the past a hard time, but for some reason, this one's kind of like getting a pass here.
Yeah, if it is leather, so Ryan saying leather sandals always smell terrible. Imagine being ugly and stinky.
Listen, I could settle for ugly, I could settle for stinky, but ugly and stinky?
Both?
Couldn't be me.
Not happening. Yeah. And then, I mean, yeah, people did used to literally just cut the backs off of old shoes and turn them into slides. This is same energy. Clearly, Nike was, I feel like they're just playing us. They're just doing meme behavior. But I mean, it's like, I look at this and I go, I think it's funny. And I don't know why it makes me want B tier, but I also think C tier.
Yeah,
you know, I think it's like you just made a slide. You took a very iconic thing and you just, that's all you did. Also, it's like an air bubble in a slide. That's funny.
In case you need to run, in case you got to go on the go real quick, you know?
It's just funny. And I mean, like, I think these are pretty up there in price. Yeah, these are $75. So it's pretty up there in price. I think this hits a $40 sale. I'm probably scooping them.
You might entertain it?
I'm probably scooping them. I'm probably going to scoop that.
Wow. You
know, F tier for funky.
F for funky. Wow. What about A for Air Max?
Ooh.
Relax. We're not putting it A tier. Relax. Not for the memes. Not for the joke.
I think C tier is probably its best home.
Yeah.
You know, it's nothing crazy. You just made a slide. There's some meme material to it, sure, but
yeah.
You're paying for the groundbreaking innovation. You're right, Mason. Thank you.
My brother and heir, we paid for the innovation 40 years ago when the technology came out. They got theirs. Okay, Nike secured their bag on these. They're not paying it forward at this point.
Yeah, you know, chat is screaming F tier on this one.
See, that's why I think, like, here's the thing. I think we both, for some reason, like this, maybe because it's just kind of funny and memey. I know realistically it should go in F tier, and I know I want to put it in C tier. C or D tier? I don't know.
I think C tier is fair.
Yeah. It's weird because it's like, it's not better than the Hex Mule, but it's funnier than the Hex Mule, you know? So it's like, I just want to put it higher. Yeah.
That's what I say. It is funnier.
We're putting in C tier right now. We're putting in C tier.
There you go. You want, I'm excited for the next year because you want to talk about funny.
Chat's going to riot.
This is funny.
Here we go. The next one up on our list is the Nocta. I have it labeled as the Nocta Slide, but I think the official name might have Finn in it. And if you can't tell from the one picture we have here in the angle, I should have put two. These are flippers. They're like actually flippers.
Yes.
Yeah,
you can't see. The front is like fanned out, like a webbed flip.
Yeah. And so, but like all of the release and like marketing materials and copy and stuff like that left it very ambiguous as to like whether these were meant to be worn as like slides casually or like, no. These are just for swimming. Don't be wearing these out and about. And for that, I am appalled.
Don't be worried about.
You know, like, they didn't give us any hint on these. So, I don't know. The campaign came out. They're all in the islands. They're wearing these around casually. Drake is crying at Nike headquarters. I don't know what to do with this footwear.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's supposed to be absolutely.
Okay.
This is terrible. I'll be honest. I like nothing about this. It looks like it's going to give the top of my foot a rash.
Yeah, that's fair. You put the talcum powder on ahead of time?
You better.
You gotta.
You know, you better.
Yeah.
And, you can see your toes when you wear them. Well, I think that's, yeah.
What if I don't want to see my toes? What if my toes are just, my toes might not be worth seeing. I might have trial run the OnlyFans even during COVID and no one paid to see my toes. So I even don't want to see them. It's a reminder of my failed past.
Is there something? There is.
Put these at G tier? Just leave it at the bottom. It doesn't even make the list. No, it's got to go on the list somewhere.
I mean, this has to be an F tier.
Yeah.
I mean, this is like one of those things where it's like, it's not even wearable.
Yeah.
Different tier of Patreon. Absolutely.
But is there something, maybe, is there any world in which like you're going to the beach and just for the sheer efficiency of it. You're wearing these because you're like, I'm going to be, I'm like an amphibian, right? I'm like an anamorph and I'm going land to ocean. And I need to be able to just in one swift motion transition between the two. Is there any actual application for these?
That Nocta check cleared on Ryan's end. Because
I'm not advocating for them. I just want you to consider the anamorph theory. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, in the ocean, I think this is terrible. However, you're going to a pool party? You might have something here.
These at the pool party would be different.
You might have. Could you imagine paddling your way up to a baddie with these on?
Dude, nah, there's no, I'm sorry, like, babe. The Nocta stay on.
You're in a pool. Okay, there's other dudes trying to go holler at a lady, but you've got these.
So fast.
Advantage.
So fast.
Advantage.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I talked him into S tier. There it is. It's just the right use case.
Yeah. Hey, you want to play mermaids?
Yeah, if you wear these in the pool, you don't get to kick like this. You have to keep your legs together and swim like a little Drake mermaid. Just across the pool, like the, I need a one dance, and just like going across the pool. The
hands just behind your back, just your feet just pop, 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 pop.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Are they E tier now?
I really appreciate the Drake and Michael Phelps collab on this one. I really think the two of them came together and did something.
That's a real miss. That's a real miss.
I don't know. There's like, here's the thing, is it's not good at all for a slide or any practical wear, but for a fin,
correct.
I guess it's probably the coolest fin and flipper I've seen here.
Like as a, I guess this would be the best in like, cause like when you put flippers on, like it's hard to walk.
Yeah.
So this one is like,
ugh.
You can,
that's true. You probably
have that advantage.
Yeah.
You're not going to swim as fast as if you're wearing flippers, but your land is just as fast.
And you're not as reduced. Anything, yeah.
But you gain minimal.
You're reading it
aquatic.
Like, you're reading it like you're playing a video game or like building a D&D character. Yeah, we're like, okay, yeah. Your land stats are going to be hindered, but not as encumbered as if you fully specced into the dolphin buff, you know? Like, you've kind of got that talk.
I hate how much effort we've put into making this more than F tier. I also love that. The Nike slide, Chad immediately F tier.
Yeah.
Yet this one, they're like, well, all right, hold on. There's hey, something
to it. There's some points here. There's some points here. Yeah.
Oh, you know.
E tier?
I feel E tier now. I was so quick to F tier.
Yeah.
And then the Animorphs bit got me to.
I could sell anyone on an Animorphs bit.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
Well. I mean, I might bite off more than I can chew here if I try to do it on this one, because I don't think even the Animorphs could save this one. The next one, we got the up-tempo slides, a.k.a. the George of the cities, not the George of the jungles. The George of the beach, maybe? Because you remember he wore these in George of the Jungle?
Oh my gosh, he did! Yeah, where he unpacked them?
Yeah.
Was that scene of George of the Jungle a ripoff of Forrest Gump?
Ooh, a modern interpretation of it? I never really considered that. Wow. Leave a comment down below if George of the Jungle is just a ripoff of Forrest Gump. Let us know what you think. Brendan Fraser wants to be Tom Hanks so bad? Question mark.
Okay, here's the thing. You picked, I would say, the most iconic up-tempo colorway, but also not the best colorway.
Is there different colorways of this?
Yeah, there's three. So there's this one. There's like a white one, which is just terrible.
Yeah.
And then there's one that's sand drift. Black multicolor sand drift. Clear. That one actually not terrible. That one is not terrible. It's not great.
Yeah.
But it's not terrible. Look at this. Now we got S tier popping off for that.
Okay. Chat's trying to meme. Chat's just having memes at us right now.
Well, Ryan keeps selling them on his references. First, it was an Animorph reference, then it was a George of the Jungle reference. So
I could sell you on any shoe if I tie it to the right entertainment franchise. Okay.
Now this is the model Nike.
Well, I got good news for you, man. They did. It's right here. You could go buy it. Put your money where your mouth is. You could own this.
Bada boom.
Let me catch
and only for $85.
That's it? That's the low, low price to be swinging from the trees, but to have your toes in the breeze at the same time.
Ooh.
Yeah, you're going to one-up Brendan Fraser in these. Very nice.
That's nice. This one's tough. I'll be honest. I don't like that it's tough.
Tell me.
I don't like it.
Tell me where you want to put it. Go ahead.
I feel like I got to put a C tier. Call me brazy. Call me brazy. But
these are F tier. These have got to be F tier. It's so
you put okay. this below the Nautica.
This to me is like, here's the thing. I feel like I stand by the rule of shoes converted to slides are not good. And I don't know why the Air Max is an exception, but it's the exception, not the case. If you put it behind the Air Maxes, I'm leaving. Okay, maybe I'm out of...
Thank you.
Air Maxes are better or worse than these, or on par. You and the chat tell me right now, better, worse, or on par?
I would say Air Maxes are better.
Okay.
But slightly. It's like a diagonal move.
That's better.
I mean, I know, but it's not, you know.
Yeah.
Vanessa only recommends S tier. Vanessa's tier list is
just S tier list.
It's just S tier. Her tier list is the easiest.
Yeah. Okay. So people, I think, generally saying these are worse than the Air Max slides, which I think means these need to go D tier. I mean, to me, these are on the same level of the Hex mules.
Vanessa's got, they all work so hard on the shoes.
I mean, sure, but that does not make it S tier.
Okay.
That's the wholesome approach.
I'll concede.
Yeah.
D tier. I'll concede to D tier.
Okay. All right. We're going D tier on these. Quacks in chat if you know.
Quacks in chat.
Let's see if we have anything on this list that's going to break the top three tiers here. This one might
it's tough.
This might be our first take at it. These are, I believe these are Urban Outfitters slides. I don't know if they actually have a model name on them, but.
These are it seems to be the UO Eva slide, but this
Eva?
Is the sandal.
Okay. Mm.
So.
Did he pull the wrong image? ? Uh-oh.
No, those exist.
I'm sure they exist. Just are these Urban Outfitters?
Oh. I'm looking. They are urban.
Okay. They are urban. All right. Gets a pass.
Whew. Just for some reason, my Firefox will not let me click on the link. But they are. They're only $25. I can tell you that.
Okay. For the price alone, does the retail price factor into where it goes on the tier list? Because for $25, I mean, what are you even really risking there?
I guess quality is going to be like not great.
Yeah.
At $25.
Yeah.
See right in front of the Maxes, these make me sad.
Yeah, well, they don't make me happy in particular.
Yeah.
I mean,
they are the most, I would say, like, this is obviously biting the
foam runners.
Yeah. For sure. But to be fair, it's Urban Outfitter. Like, Urban Outfitter
that's
is
what
like,
they're gonna
I would
do.
Say, like, the mecca of fast fashion and also, like, stealing from artists.
Sure.
And also, it's like one of those things. It's like, hey, this is something that you are going to pick up, probably wear once, and then they will probably degrade on you. So probably very eco-friendly.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if that's the definition of eco-friendly, but.
A-plus for foam is wild. Yeah, Mason.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. And Ryan saying, you know, Dollar General got some knockoff Crocs for also $25.
Okay.
I guess this is tough because it's like, this is, I would say, the most what I would see as like a slide and as like a
mule,
you know, a Croc or a mule, you know, things like that. But I also would imagine that it's like $25, like, okay, easy buy-in, but probably also not going to be great quality. So I'm super stuck with this one. I honestly have no idea where I want to slide this one.
I kind of appreciate the. I appreciate it. I caught you. I got you there. I kind of want to throw these in at B tier, and people may or may not like that. I mean, like, because I'm like, it's a little bit more interesting than just average. Sure, it's only interesting because it's kind of ripping off foam runners there. But also for the price being so low, it's like you could get them and try them out. Like,
hard to beat.
It's not a great, it's not a great mule or slide by any stretch. But I guess there's some inherent, right, of like, if you're biting off, I think what we've already declared an S tier or A tier clog, like the foam runner, then biting it off, bad. But you still got the design elements that we liked of the foam runner, so.
And that's kind of what, that's kind of what I was thinking. That's why I was like, I feel like this is B tier. It seems odd to put it in B tier, but that's, you know,
that's where it is. That's kind
of where I'm at.
Yeah. Not much more to say on them, though. What else do we got here? These I think are going to be interesting here. These are the Knight Runners, Knights with a K, like M'lady. Yeah. And then runner, just R and R. We spent all of our vowels on the first word, like the Wheel of Fortune, so we can't afford a vowel anymore. But these are the Knight Runners. Yeah. These very much, if like the Hex Mules were Cybertruck vibes, these are Tesla vibes, you know? Or just like super smooth and sleek and just, you know, slide these on your feet. You want to look like you're going fast.
Absolutely. Do you want to know the price for this?
Yeah, tell me the price on these.
$140.
See, like, it's definitely high compared to everything else on this list, but compared to foam runners, I think that's in line.
And
Knight Runners not made by I think it's a smaller independent company making them, so I understand why the price is higher. You know, they're not going to get the same pricing as a lot of those other places. Still, tough pill to swallow. I'll still give you that.
Yeah. On foot, the on foot picture I'm looking at very much looks like a dress shoe. Like,
yeah, that's honestly why I added this picture at the top as opposed to just the one I have on the tier list. Because if you look at it from just the side, you're like, are you sure that's a shoe that looks like the new Apple Magic Mouse? It's not. Ooh, it is
100%.
It's kind of got that vibe, but yeah.
Yes, USD, Ryan. USD. That's right.
Exactly. Yeah.
So you know what's weird? It's, I see that, like, just this picture of them, and I'm like, this is, I don't like anything about this.
Yeah.
For some weird reason, when I see the on foot and I see that it's got like some dread, like some dressy, like dress up to it, I'm like, I kind of like that.
Okay.
Now, I don't know how much they're going to hold up. Like, I don't know how much, you know, you could wear them as a foam and still have that like dressy dress up look to it. And this is almost kind of going back to, you know, the Hex, where it's like, you're doing something different. I appreciate what you're doing. I don't know how much I like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Grab my dress Crocs.
No. My good Crocs. Get the good Crocs.
Get the good one.
This is like
get
a Red Lobster Croc.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're not heading to the Applebee's tonight, babe.
No, this is Red Lobster night. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think I just don't love the look of them from the side, where they just kind of look blobbish. Like, they don't, they're super smooth and sleek, but to me, they kind of lose some of their shape and definition. So I don't know. I mean, I appreciate what they're going for. I don't know that I've seen too many other slides and clogs that take like this very sleek, refined look. So it's definitely different, but I don't know.
I kind of got to go E tier. I got
to
go E
tier. Ooh, all the way to E. I was going to go C.
C? No.
C
too high. C too high.
D tier, because I think they're better than the flippers.
I can handle that. I can handle D tier. I can do that for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. We might start moving a little bit quicker here. I just realized we've been going for 40 minutes and we're halfway done with our list. And I would like to eat dinner tonight if there an option. Go. So
We'll get there.
Okay. We got some interesting ones to talk about here. These are the Bonehead Clogs. Very skeletal shape. I remember seeing these when they came out and they're like, they were very popular in making the rounds. And I don't remember if the company that made them put this out there or if just people in the comments put this out there, but very Cubone inspired. They got that 100%. Real big Cubone energy to them there. Shout out to all my 100%. Real ones playing Pokemon.
Yeah. Or I guess Marowak? Because didn't Marowak wear the skull?
Cubone wore the skull.
Cubone wore the skull. That's what. No, I think that's what it is.
Whose skull was Cubone wearing?
Marowak. I think that's the lore, is that Cubone is wearing the skull of like its dead parent or something like that.
Well, then whose skull is Marowak? Where did the skulls come from? That's all I want to know. Because one of them has to be wearing someone else's skull.
Yeah, let's see. Anybody know about Pokemon lore? Listen,
if there's anyone in this chat that knows, we've got the guy that knows. I'm telling you right now, he is in there.
Okay, Mason's hitting with correct. So I think that is the. I don't think that's like the official, obviously, Pokemon.
Yeah.
Lore, but that's about it. And yeah, Mason's saying don't think about too long. So okay. We're gonna move on. Keep it going.
Here's your fun fact about these. Real quick fun fact, and then I'll let you get into your opinion.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember the reel that I posted just this past weekend of the What Are Those?
Yes.
I think the company that made the shoes that guy was wearing made these slides. There's your fun fact.
Wow, full circle.
Yep, full circle. Go ahead, opinion time.
I love these.
Yeah?
I love them. I think they look really cool. I mean, it doesn't hurt that it does give that Cubone vibe, which mm-hmm. is a great Gen 1 mm-hmm. Pokemon. I almost want to say A tier.
I would meet you in A tier.
Oh, fantastic. That's what I'm saying. It gives you enough of, hey, this is a clog.
Right.
You know, or I guess since it has a back, is that something, is it a mule?
No, clog, because mules are typically backless. So I think you're on the you're on the right track with clog.
So it has that, but then it gives just a little bit different, just a mm-hmm. little bit extra, which I think is why I feel like collectively everyone really loved Salehi's take on Crocs, because it's like it's enough of what I'm used to feel mm-hmm. comfortable, and just a little bit pushed forward.
Exactly, yeah.
To kind of give me some uniqueness. That's what I feel about these.
Yeah, I think where like these look similar to but different enough from a foam runner is that like foam runners definitely have that smoother shape to them and like a little bit more organic, whereas these have some like rigidity to them and they kind of look a little bit more jagged edges, I guess. Shout out Alanis Morissette for no reason there. But
no reason but to do it.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I agree with chat here. I do like the spikes on the back very much, making me think you could run Naruto fast in these, you know?
Absolutely. Real.
Yeah, so A tier, right to the top. Good on you.
I love it.
Listen, that one guy got roasted on our Instagram, both by us and in the comments, but that's no indication of the company's overall work. Just maybe stop making dunk knockoffs. That's all I'm saying.
Please.
That's all I'm saying.
It's okay. It's
yep.
okay.
Yep.
We got enough of them.
The project's done, my guy. You could go home. You can take the second half of the day off. We're covered.
You're good.
Yeah,
you're
we're good. Next up on our list, we've got the Adidas Stella McCartney clogs.
This is the bad bitch of the summer shoe right here. That's what this is.
We got the AKA the Lisa Frank Hot Steppers right here.
You're selling me more. Ooh. I sold myself and then you're selling me more.
Yeah, you want the Vera Bradley clogs? Go off. Tell me about these.
This is like one of those things. Like, this is, I guarantee, like my wife is going to see these and be like, I need that.
Okay. What color does she need?
She might go, what is that, lilac?
I say like a lavender. Yeah, like a purple.
Lavender. I think she'll probably go that. She just got some Crocs that give her enough of like
the platform.
The platform big bubble, so I don't think, and they're in black, so I don't think she would go black. Mm-hmm. White is such a hard one, especially for her foam, because it gets dirty real quick, and that dirt stays. Mm. So I think she'd go right in the middle. I like them. I would not wear these, but I think this is very much geared towards people who have that bad bitch energy.
And they definitely, they got some, like, some designer look to them, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, they definitely do. Okay, also, great, love the chat, because Mason thinking exactly where I'm at, very much a Bratz shoe. This looks like Bratz 100%, and Ryan, absolutely.
Yeah, you could pull off that purple pair. Go ahead and get them.
If there's anybody I know with bad bitch energy, it's Ryan in chat.
Yeah.
God, see, like, this is, it's tough because it's like, I would never.
It's not for us, so, right? You know, so.
So it's like, it's like, I almost want to go C tier because I'm like, it's really just a platform clog, which we've got.
Yeah.
You know, it's nothing kind of like super out there. We already have that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, again, this is like, you're really not innovating. There's nothing right. super crazy. You've got, it's a unique looking shoe.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, I think C tier fits this perfectly.
Okay.
But I also wouldn't be upset with a B tier.
Okay. Got you. And shout out our friend Naskool coming in the chat there saying she'd totally wear the black. So I think we got to take, you know, some outside perspective on this one. What'd you say? B or C tier?
Yeah. And Vanessa saying, you know, for the perp, she's given B tier. I wouldn't be upset with a B tier.
I'd go B tier.
For this.
I'd go B. Not for me, but not a bad one.
Agreed. Agreed. This is bad bitch number right here.
It's not a bad one, but it's for a bad one.
Oh, clip it.
Drake, you can't use that. Okay. We want our monies. Yeah. He's popping off. He's getting wild. Never forget your responsibilities. Thank you.
There you go. C tier, unless the three stripe holes, they're B tier because Adidas. Fair enough.
Okay. Brand loyalty, go out.
Ooh, right on the top. That would be fire. Oof. That would be fire.
Next up on our list, from the man himself, the next iteration here, we got the Salehe Bembury Crocs Slide. So you've seen the clogs. You've loved the clogs. Maybe you bought a pair of the Horchata clogs that came out today. Maybe you did. And why are they charging $25 for shipping? That's a lot. He's getting his, which, sure, I get it, but geez, the amount of money I've spent on them now, but I needed a second pair and I wanted one in a lighter colorway. Maybe that's you. I don't know.
Who knows?
But now we got the slides. Judge. And the first colorway to come out, could you fact check me? I think this one's called Orange Milk.
I don't want to fact check.
You can
now.
You can go into Google and type Salehe Bembury slides. You don't need to go to Google and type Orange Milk. Okay, I'll save your search history.
Yeah, thank you. It looks like the first thing that came up, it's citrus milk.
Citrus milk. So, okay, I was not too far off.
I don't know if I like citrus milk more or less than orange milk.
It's a little classier. It sounds a little nicer, you know.
Well, that sounds gross. Yes, Ryan. It does.
It for sure does.
Bottoms hard plastic. I would imagine no.
No, if they're like the clogs, they're like rubber and foam on the bottoms. There, they're not a hard plastic, but. To that point, they look a lot like the clogs with the strap that goes over the top and the outsole. The midfoot just looks like a slide.
Big Caesar salad pizza eater.
No. Listen, real quick. Not on our stream, okay? I know the bit.
Dad had to go full screen.
I know the bit. We're not bringing it over here on our stream. That can stay where it needs to stay. That's a Twitch chat right there. Okay. Hope it picks up where we left off. Hey, it did. Okay.
Hey.
That is the rare, like, Ryan's been watching too much Twitch, and now he's into doing transitions in the middle of the stream, but it's alive, so we can.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know really what there is to say about these. This is the first colorway that's come out, and we haven't seen other colorways yet, but I imagine they're just coming. So I don't know. I mean, it's one of those ones where it's like, when they came out, I looked at it, I was like, oh, that makes sense. Like, sure. That makes sense that that's the next thing they're doing.
Yeah.
But it's definitely not the clog, you know? It's...
No.
I don't... Like, to me, they almost feel kind of like DHgate or Wish, like...
Yeah.
We could do this version of it, you know, where it's like where you see, like, the Chicago Travis Scott Jordan 1s where you're like, they don't need to be, you know?
Yeah, no, it definitely seems like they didn't try, for sure. Like, this is very much just a... Almost softball. Like they just saw someone did a knockoff and they were like, well, why don't we just do that? That being said, I still think C tier.
It's not bad.
It's like, yep, you just you made a slide.
Right.
You know, and I think that is kind of the epitome of that C tier is just, it's a slide.
Yeah.
I don't hate it. I don't love it, but you just made that, you know.
Yeah. Kind of lazy, uninspired. Can't wait to buy them in brown when they come out and spend $25 on shipping. I'm self-aware enough to know, like,
you put this in taupe. Yep. My boy is cooked like dope.
Not him doing his own bits. Not him applauding himself. No.
Thank you.
All right. Next up on the list, we got to keep it moving. I'm excited to talk about these. These are the Unsent Studio Monstera Mules. And if you don't know, it's because they look like Monstera plants. The ones with the big old leaves.
Which we have.
Yeah, I know. Y'all do have them. Yeah, how are they doing? How's Monstera this time of the year? Is that a thriving summer plant? Loves it.
Inside, so they're doing fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Inside, feeling fine.
Any plant's a summer plant if you bring it inside, I guess.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. These were an interesting one that I saw pop up on my feed at some point where they were showing how, of course, they were inspired by the plant. And I just looked at them. I was like, yeah, job really well done. And, like, it's one of those ideas that, like, the execution, you can tell what it's inspired by, but it's not tacky. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. And Mason, 100% right. These are clean. Like, I think these are clean. I think these are a great, like, this is another one where I'm like, again, I think my wife would be like, I love these. I want one. Like, I think as someone who's maybe a plant parent, as someone who is really into gardening, like, this is fan. This is peak high school art teacher.
Yeah.
Like, this is peak. You're that weird high school art teacher, and they're like, yo, did you see the shoes that Miss, you know, Snizzle Fritz had on? Bam.
I want to go to your right school. There. I did go to your school. I guess that's not a
good... Yeah.
Whoops.
I think these are very cute, very clever.
Mm-hmm.
I would say pricey, you know, definitely $100.
Oh, that's not as bad as I would have thought.
$100. So, I mean, not terrible, but definitely for small company. Up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think, like I said, I think very cute. This is.
Say it.
I don't know.
Say it.
I say A tier. Okay. I didn't want to, you know, it's the same mindset to me as the bone in the sense of it gives me enough of something I'm familiar with, but yet still adds a little bit uniqueness, adds a little bit flair to it.
Yeah.
So I think it's great. Yeah. Ryan, I think Ryan agreed with us as well. A tier.
Good one.
Scout camp. Oh, 100%. Yeah. Scout camp. These hit for sure.
Can you give them like the Scouts honor pledge or salute or something like that real quick?
I mean, I could do that. I don't remember the pledge.
Look at that. He threw it up real quick. Someone in chat fact check and make sure that's right.
If they'd be cheaper, I would say S tier. I think that's also fair. I think if these are around that like $70 to $80 price point, I think probably makes it a little bit that buy-in easier for sure.
But for, you know, small company making their own design and mold, I could see why they get to $100, you know?
Yeah, I would agree. I would hope that they continue with this like plant themed clog. I think
What's the next plant they do?
I don't know enough about plants.
Weed leaf? We doing 420?
420?
Oh, softball?
They want to push the envelope.
Yeah.
It'd be controversial.
They should.
Well, not really. Weed's pretty.
It's pretty normalized now. Right now. And it should be. Yeah. It should be. People should not be locked up for that. I'm going to tell you right now. People should not. Okay? If you're listening, government. Back to the shoes.
My dog's just staring at the wall.
Maybe your dog got into the weed shoes a little bit early there. Bro, what did you put in the Purina? It's hitting tonight. I normally am colorblind, but I'm seeing. These are the Alive Form Armis Mid, a shoe that I don't remember adding to this list, but from seeing it, can only assume that these are 3D printed.
They are alive. That is
for
sure. Yeah, this I don't know about this. This one makes me, it just looks uncomfortable.
Yeah, this is like, this to me feels like if you wear Balenciaga to the beach, you'd be wearing these, you know? It's like,
yeah.
I'm there to be comfortable, but also I have an aesthetic to maintain.
Okay, first off, the website, I don't know if this is even a shoe or an NFT. The website looks like early 2000s, a website you would go to that was like a sneak peek of the Matrix, first off.
Oh, okay.
Also, you can reserve them now for the low price of $399.
Okay, so we're going designer. I was not too far off on the Balenciaga assumption there. We're going designer end of things, yeah.
2005 Oakley guys wet dream, 100%. I don't even know. This is very much trying to be sci-fi,
yeah,
or something like in those 2000s. $3.99 cents makes sense. You would think,
that's buddy. I got some bad news for you.
That's how much filament it probably cost.
Yeah.
Yeah. This has got to be F tier, right?
Of everything that we've talked about so far, I think it's definitely the worst, especially when you consider the price. I'm trying to think of what we put on F tier in the past. And I guess it's a new tier list. It's tough because it's like, what's more offensive, a flipper shoe or a $400 shoe, you know? And it's like,
yo, but at least the flipper shoe, you've got some, you know, functionality out of it. This right. one.
It's going in F tier.
You're just looking like a goober.
Guys, what's the right price for this? That, I mean, like, it's kind of a wild shoe to begin with. This to me is definitely not like a casual wearing it to the beach. It's like a, I'm wearing clogs as part of my high fashion aesthetic here.
Yeah. Right. F tier for effing stupid. Yeah. There you go.
But what should the price on these be?
The actual price? And you can't play remember exactly. They will not make you go fast. I mean, it's designer, so it's tough because it's, I mean, like, well, I guess, I mean, that's clearly what they're going for. I mean, if like a low brand is doing 100, I would say around that 100 price point, it's still too 150. Much.
Yeah.
It's still too much, but that's what I would say.
Yeah,
for sure.
Well, if you like affordable shoes, this next one is not for you.
Speaking of designer.
Yep, speaking of designer, the next one we got lined up here is the Balenciaga Speed Mule, which is, of course, based on the Balenciaga. Is it called the Speed Shoe? The Sock Shoe?
Speed Recycled Knit Mule. Free shipping.
How much do you have to spend to get free shipping, though?
Just $750.
I thought that was the retail on these $750, which what was the original called? The Speed Shoe or the Speed Sock? Or
I think it was the Speed Sock.
I just remember everyone calling them sock shoes. Remember when those had a grip? Was that like 2015, 2016?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, bruh. Everyone and their mom had a fake pairs of these and no one was speedy in them. I'll tell you right now. Everyone was slow.
Yeah.
So that's what it's based off of here. But I will tell you, I think I like this more than like the Speed Sock or the Sock Shoe because I never liked how high cut those went. And these kind of look better.
I was going to say, I don't really hate these. But I mean, to be fair, it's literally just like a black and white colorway, which I mean, is going to look good.
Yeah.
So it's hard to say like, I don't like that because.
Yeah.
It is pretty just simple. I agree. I didn't really like that super high like sock look. These aren't terrible, I'll be honest with you. Like I do like how they look.
Yeah.
I mean $750 is just insanity.
It's Balenciaga, but
but they're probably fairly comfy.
Yeah, these go back to my rule from earlier where it's like shoes do not need to be turned into sandals and slides and clogs, but these for some reason go on my exceptions list where I'm like, yo, this one looks kind of cool. I don't know why
this one,
but I guess cause it's clean and simple, you know?
And it is, and it really is.
Mm-hmm. So obviously for the price,
where I'm going to, oh yeah,
go ahead. I was just gonna say for the price, I want to put these lower on the list, but I don't want to put these. I want to put these D tier.
D tier.
That's kind of what I think.
If we're yelling at Nike, we're yelling at Balenciaga.
They want fair play for turning the shoes into slides. That's fair. Yeah,
that is fair. These can't go over the
slide tempo. Can they go next to the slide tempos? Because I don't think it's as ridiculous as the Finn shoe. It's expensive, but Balenciaga's expensive, you know? So it's like...
That is true. So for me, which may seem crazy...
Let's hear it.
I was going to say C tier. I know it's crazy, and I think the only thing that makes it seem crazy is the price point.
Yeah,
I think if the price point wasn't $750, and if we're just looking at the product, I think C tier, because it's clean, it's a good looking, you know, mule.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, witch hunting the chat right now, but I kind of don't disagree with you. You know, like, it's clean. It's clean in itself. It's kind of it's the same thing as the Salehe, though, where it's like took the successful thing, made the not the budget version, but, you know, the other version of it. I mean, kind of the same with the Air Max. So,
yeah. Ugh. But then I could also see it in the same sense of like, hey, this is just what's the first one on D tier? Because
the Hex Mule?
Is that the Hex Mule?
Yeah, that's the Jordan Hex Mule right there.
Okay, all right. It looks more...
It doesn't look blocky from the side, yeah.
Yeah, so to me, I think C tier. I think C tier is... It's
better than that.
Because I'm like, hey, it's not...
He's got a point.
It's not just a slide, but I think, like, if you just take the Balenciaga part and you just kind of, like, put a Sharpie it over, and it's not $750.
Yeah.
I think people are like, well, it's not terrible.
By the way, for everyone listening, please subscribe to the Patreon. We're trying to get to $750 to get him a pair so he can Sharpie the Balenciaga off the side of it. That's his first order of business when he takes office.
Okay. It's just for clout.
Yeah, last but not least, certainly not least at all, these are the ASICS Actibreeze. Now, I know their big push behind these was like cooling. These are going to keep your feet so cool. By chance, can you Google and like find any sort of little blurb that they gave about these of like what they were really trying to do or like the technology behind it? But if you can't tell from looking, I'm pretty sure these were 3D printed as well. And these things are like covered in holes. It's amazing. So, you've got anything to stand on. Go ahead.
Yeah. So it looks like these are created to try and help you recover after a run. So this is something that is their mindset. Provides zone comfort for better breathability, entirely 3D printed. So yeah, so it is entirely, which allows your body and feet to relax, allowing you to get ready for the next performance.
Yeah.
So these, it seems like, yes, this is very much their mindset was you just ran track. So this is basically for track and field people. You would put this on in between maybe your meets and things like that to allow, I would imagine for better
airflow,
I guess, movement, and then definitely airflow.
Yeah,
they do not seem comfy.
That would be my biggest question with these is the comfort and the durability. How long would these actually last you? But
be incredibly comfortable, or your feet would hit the ground. I'm thinking, I kind of agree with Ryan. I think this is one of the things where it's like you would put these on and you'd be like, oh wow, no,
you'd have your mind blown. Yeah.
Or to me, I'm not really seeing like my feet hitting the ground. It's almost like, you remember those Adidas slides from like the early 2000s that had all the little like pinpoints?
The massaging beads, like a taxi driver's seat? Yeah.
Kinda. But they were, it almost seems like that, where it's like every time you took a step, it's like you could feel your feet. I imagine the tan.
Yeah. Yo, that makes me want to buy a pair. To get the gecko tan on my feet? Come on. Come on.
So I honestly don't know.
I'm super curious. Like, I wish people had these and I could ask them about them, but I've never seen or talked to anyone or heard of anyone that has a pair.
Yeah.
Super curious, though, because as someone who gets the hot feet, because I got just, like, wide, flat feet that just get sweaty, would kill for a pair of these that just, like, feel like I'm walking on air, feel like I'm walking on clouds without wearing the Air Max.
And that would be nice.
So, I don't know. I mean, it's tough because, like, visually, not an attractive shoe, I think we could all agree on. But, yeah, for the gecko tan, I don't know.
Kind of fire. I
kind of want to go B tier. I'll put it out there.
B tier. Wow,
it's definitely like I could see people who love it or hate it. I think I fall more on the side of like they swung for something different, and I can't know if it actually worked or not, but
okay.
I like this swing more than like a Night Runner or a Hex Mule where I'm like, no, would not want to wear that. This, I don't know. I would
be curious.
Yeah, this, I'm just so curious about it that I want to, yeah, I feel it's more interesting, okay. But I don't know if interesting means better, you know?
I could see this, in the sense of B tier is something where it's like, it's the same, but it's a little bit elevated, but it's enough to where like, I probably would want to try these on.
Exactly, yeah. You know? B for breezy. You're going to feel the air coming through.
Ooh, definitely innovative. Yeah. You know what? I think B tier is...
B tier? Here we go.
I think B tier is appropriate.
There you have it. That is our slides, clogs, foams, and mule tiers of the kingdom. So if you missed it and you're watching it after the fact, you should have been here.
It was a blast.
We had a good time.
Yeah.
But
we had a good time. Wow, crazy. No S tier this list.
Not for this time. I mean, it's tough when like you have stuff like, you know, I'm going to stand by the Salehe Bembury clogs, or I don't know if Foam Runners made S tier if we gave it A tier, but you know, you look at this stuff. I mean, I'm surprised, but I guess not too much that, what are they called? The Bonehead clogs and the Monstera mules went as high as they did. I mean, I guess looking at this list, I would have guessed that those were the two I liked the most, but
yeah,
I think this was a good journey and a good exercise for like, hey, for anyone watching it or listening, you should be watching it. Come on over youtube.com/@shoe podcast. Here's Thank some you. Good alternatives to like what everyone else has on feet at a not insanely higher price point, unless you want to get into, you know, Balenciaga or the 3D printed Armis mid stuff. But like, The best two on this list, you want to stand out a little bit, have something that looks cool, check them out, I would say.
I agree. I think the Boneheads are, I mean, my favorite for sure of everything on this list.
Yeah, so if you're watching this on YouTube after the fact, or if you're listening on Spotify, go ahead and either leave a comment, or on Spotify we'll have the poll. Let us know what is your favorite slide, clog, mule, or foam of all time. Go ahead and leave it. We'll pick some of our favorite comments on YouTube to respond, and some of our favorite responses on the Q&A on Spotify to shout them out. But I think that is going to be it for us tonight. Tanner, you got anything you want to leave the people with before we go?
Try to be too blessed to be stressed.
Aren't we all? Aren't we all? Mm.
Get there. Be there.
Real quick, we're going to run through the socials before we go here. Catch us online at shoepodcast.com. You'll get links to everything we're about to say here. But you can also find us on Instagram at shoepodcast. You can find us on TikTok now at shoepodcast as well. Get the subscribers up. We're trying to get Tanner dancing on there. YouTube.com/@shoepodcast. Ideally, that's where you're watching it right now. And lastly, if you want to support the show, you can do so at patreon.com/shoepodcast. Thank you, everyone, for tuning into another episode. Shout out to those of you that were here in the chat for it. We greatly appreciate all of you hanging out with us and making this a better time for everyone involved. We'll be back next week with another one. A little preview. Oh, good one for next week. You want to leave the people with a hint for those of them that made it here tonight? If you made it here tonight, we're going to put in the Discord. There you go. Go check the Discord. Perfect. Hints, breadcrumbs. All right. Thank you, everyone, for catching another live stream with us. I'm your co-host, Ryan Landry.
I'm your co-host, Tanner Young.
Catch y'all in the next one.